أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. This is IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and today with us we have Brother Hassan and Brother Hussein and Brother Ali in this studio. Welcome and assalamu alaikum to everyone.
Alaykum assalam.
It's a pleasure. So inshallah, today we will be reciting Surah Al-Qadr, a very beautiful surah. And it's a surah with, as opposed to its very short length, it has lots of meaning behind it. It's very weighty. And inshallah, we'll learn this surah today, and we'll learn how to recite it, and some tafsir of this surah, inshallah. Let's listen to the recitation of the surah first.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
Indeed, we sent the Quran down during the night of decree.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر.
And what can make you know what is the night of decree?
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
The night of decree is better than a thousand months.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
The angels and the spirit descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
Peace it is until the emergence of dawn.
All right, so that was the recitation of the Surah Al-Qadr. Just a quick understanding of this surah. This surah is known to be a Makki surah revealed in the city of
Mecca.
And it is revealed about the Noble Quran itself. And we are in the month of Ramadan, a month in which the Noble Quran was revealed. So it starts by saying, in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this Noble Quran in the night of decree. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. What do you know about the night of decree? Allah is trying to emphasize the importance of this night. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the curtains of how important this night is. Laylatul qadri khayrum min alfi shahr. This night in which the Quran was revealed, it's better than a thousand nights. How much better? That's up to us. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Angels and the spirit, they descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter. Because remember, this is the night of decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala predestines or mentions the decree of each and every person in this night until the next night of power. So the entire decree of 1 year is being declared and confirmed in this one night. سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. Peace it is until the emergence of dawn. So let's recite together the Surah Al-Qadr.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
Hussein, can you repeat that again, please?
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
Very good. When you are reciting the إنّا, how many beats do you elapse?
I think 2 beats.
2 beats. Why 2 beats?
Because here we have tashdeed, so we should...
Tashdeed or mad?
Also, both of them.
Tashdeed and mad.
Yes.
And after mad, which letter do we have?
After mad, we have hamza.
Hamza. So usually when you have this situation where there is mad and then there is huruf al-muqatta, specifically hamza here, then you prolong the med a bit longer.
Yes.
It's optional, but it's better you do this.
Yeah.
Inna, if it didn't have that alif, you can just say four beats is enough. But over here, since there is the huruf al-muqatta, there is alif after the med, you prolong it to six beats.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr.
Once again, let's repeat all together.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr.
Excellent, mashallah.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ.
Very good. So when you're saying أَدْرَاكَ, Ali, how do you recite أَدْرَاكَ?
Yes, we have قَلْقَلَة here.
قَلْقَلَة. So how do you do it?
أدراكَ.
أدراكَ. So you kind of add a small sound,
echoing sound
with the dal, which is ساكن, right?
Yes.
وَمَا, remember once again, there is med here for the for meme.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ.
One more point about this verse and the verse before as well, and I think all the verse continuing. The last word of this verse has two sukoon when you're doing waqf at the end of the verse. Qadr. You stop at ra. So you have to be very careful that you don't do shadda on the dal. In many instances, this is what happens when they're reciting, the reciters, respectful reciters, they say qadr. Do not add shadda on the dal. It's just a normal dal with sukoon on it, and you're doing waqf on the ra. So you stop at the ra as well. But if you continue, it will be like this.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadri wa ma adraka.
The same way when you're continuing, you just add a small vowel to the last letter. Just stop and don't add the vowel. What sound will it make? Qadr. Shahr. Yes. Yeah. Right?
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك أرقى.
Let's move on to the next verse.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
Very good. Say it likewise. Same way we have قدر. Over here we have شهر, right? So we have to be careful.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
Very good, but the voice was not synchronous this time. There was a small delay between us, right? Yeah. Let's recite it together.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
روح. The ha here with the ha is different.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? This is ha that comes after jim. Jim, ha, kha, right?
Yes.
This
yes.
ha comes from where? Which sure. part of your throat?
From the upper.
So you recite it this way, ha, not ha, that you release the voice just like that. You control the voice and you say ha. Okay, yes. And also when you're saying, for example, bi'izni, right? Do not say bi'izni, bi'izni. This alif here, that hamza that comes after ba, it's a very strong one. It has a vowel for itself. It's very, it's mustaqil, it's independent. So therefore, you have to say it as if it's independent. Bi'izni, not bi'izni. It's not mudgham. It's not idgham. Yes. It's not connected to each other.
Yeah.
So bi'izni, make sure it's very clear in your voice. The last verse of this surah.
Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr.
Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr.
Very good, mashallah. You see the last mad here, the last verse also has a mad after lam, but you don't extend it as much as the other mad of the previous verses.
Yes.
Malaika salamun. You see the difference?
Yes.
Mala has a 6 beats because there's hamza after that.
Wajib.
Yes. There we go. Salamun is 4 beats, that's it, or 2. Salamun, that's it.
Yeah.
Right? So this was Suratul Qadr. Let's recite the surah once again together without breaking, without any pauses from beginning till end, together, all together.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
Not min alf shahr.
Yes.
Once again, Laylatul Qadr.
Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatu war ruhu fiha bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amr. Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr.
Ahsantum, mashallah, sadaqallahu al-aliyu al-azim. This marks the end of this session. Thank you, listeners, for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان